Hey everyone, this is the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hatta.
And this is Mascot Wedding Gold Lions. These are best of clips of the Mascot Wedding Show's vast archives, where we take some of our favorite moments from the show and present them to you, or represent them to you. So, David, what are we going to hear today?
We're going to hear a classic episode from several years ago where we first meet Mac's brother, Calvin. And he talks about his job at the H2OK Corral and all kinds of crazy adventures. So, without further ado, here we go with the Mascot Wedding Gold Line.
Mascot Wedding Show back again. We got a caller. Let's put him on. KWOP, you're on the air.
What's this I hear about you leaving Thanksgiving dinner?
Who is this?
It's your brother.
Oh, hey, Calvin. How's it going?
Hey, yeah. I'm on my way to Meemaw and Peepaw's, and I hear you're not going to be there.
No, I was there earlier. We already ate.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we do. We eat earlier. You know, this it's a Blake family tradition. This is my brother Calvin, everyone who doesn't know this, calling in right now. Kind of inappropriate, Calvin, by the way.
What's inappropriate about it?
Well, I don't know. Called me in the radio show, talk about, I don't know, giving me some jazz right off the bat.
Well, it's kind of inappropriate that you're working on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm just doing the radio show. I mean, it's not really...
I don't see what makes you so special. Meemaw and Peepaw got off. I got off work.
Yeah, well, you really wasn't all that hard for you to get off of work, probably.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, you work in a water park.
Well,
you know, it's not open in November.
That doesn't matter. It's a year-round business.
How is it a year-round business?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you're the one who just said it's a year-round business.
Yeah, what if they need me to do something? Like you just said, it's a year-round business.
You just said it's year-round business and then didn't know why it was a year-round business.
So when are you coming back for Thanksgiving?
I'll be back there later today. Are you still going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Are you bringing Turner and Hooch?
The movie Turner and Hooch?
Yeah.
Why would I bring the movie Turner and Hooch?
Because I sent you a text message saying bring Turner and Hooch. It's for our annual tradition.
We have an annual tradition around Turner and Hooch? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, we celebrate Hanksgiving. Everybody brings their favorite Tom Hanks movie. You're bringing Turner and Hooch, and I'm bringing Bachelor Party.
All right, well, we've never done this before. This isn't a tradition.
Well, I thought we could start one.
Hanksgiving, huh? Really?
Yeah. Everybody likes Tom Hanks, and I like Bachelor Party. Let's watch it.
Yeah, I don't really know if that's kind of a gather-around-the-TV, entire-family-watch movie.
So you're not coming back at all?
I said I'm coming back after the show.
I can't believe you're not coming back. Who's going to eat all these Sloppy Joes?
Oh, you didn't bring Sloppy Joes again, did you?
Yeah, I did, because you're your favorite.
All right, well, it's not my favorite. Everywhere you go, you bring Sloppy Joes.
What are you talking about?
If we go to a restaurant and you ask, like, even if it's not on the menu, you'll be like, hey, can you make me a Sloppy Joe?
Oh, you're the one who likes Sloppy Joes.
No.
I make you eat them all the time when you were a kid.
Yeah, you would shove them into my face.
Yeah, you liked it.
No, I didn't like it. You're just my older brother, and so you think you can get away with that kind of stuff.
When are you coming back for Thanksgiving?
Oh, Calvin, I swear. You got to get it together, buddy. I've already told you 3 times.
Listen, okay, well, if you're going to come back, I need a favor from you.
Oh, here it goes. Is this about your band? I'm not going to play your Stone Temple Pilots cover band on the radio.
Why not?
Well, why would I play a cover band on the radio?
Everybody likes Interstate-like songs.
Why would I play a cover when I would just play the actual thing? It sounds like you guys are in... You try and sound just like them.
Who could bro up?
All right, no. Is that what the favor was about?
No, it's about my work. It's about my job.
All right, well, what about your job?
Listen, I haven't told Meemaw and Peepaw yet, but I got fired from H2OK Corral.
For what?
I got drunk... Stole a couple of inner tubes.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't steal anything but a couple of inner tubes. That doesn't sound so bad.
38 inner tubes.
38 inner... What are you going to do?
I don't know. I was drunk. I don't even know where they are anymore.
Why would you steal 38 inner tubes?
I was drunk.
That's not... Oh, and they fired you for this, huh?
Yeah, they came back and they realized all their inner tubes were gone and they fired me.
All right, well, what's the favor then? Why do you need to be driven back there?
I need a ride to the water park. I left something behind that I need to pick up.
Okay. What do you leave behind?
A cash register.
A cash register. Is this your cash register?
Yes.
Whose cash register was it, or whose cash register, whose is it currently?
H2OK Corral.
Yeah. You can't, no. I'm not going to help drive you to this water park so you could steal a cash register. Yeah, well, it's stealing, Calvin.
So? I don't work there. Then they'll figure it's me.
They won't figure it's you. When did you get fired for stealing the inner tubes?
Yesterday.
I think it's a little fresh in their mind that you're a thief.
So you're wussing out on me.
I'm not wussing out on you. I just don't want to help you drive to a water park to steal something. I'm not wussing out on you.
Yeah, you are. You wussed out your whole life.
What are you talking about?
Remember when we were kids and we used to play Karate Man?
You used to play Karate Man.
Yeah, we would play it together. I would be the Karate Man and you would be the wooden board.
Now, I remember that being not so much a fun game and just being where you would just sit there and karate chop me in the neck.
I was working on my chops and you were helping.
Oh, I was helping get hurt. That's about all I was.
We were playing.
Not so much, Calvin. No, it was just kind of you beat me up. That was pretty much, I was a wuss. No, you beat me up.
I'm glad you're not coming to Thanksgiving now, wuss.
Well, I am. Calvin, I swear I've told you 9 times now. Or 5 at least. I'm totally coming down.
Maybe if you were a man, you'd come back and we'd play a new Thanksgiving tradition.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's a game called Spanksgiving.
Oh, how do you play that?
So we get locked in a room together.
I don't like this.
You
whip me.
With a pool cue.
Oh, I'm definitely not. You know, I'm coming down there. You try any of that, it's going to be a different story, buddy. Hello? Oh, he hung up. That's just great.
Oh, man, my brother is a terrible person.
Yeah, he's the worst. I don't even know how you're related to him, Mac.
That is one of the continuing mysteries of the show. Well, everybody, a new full-length mascot wedding show is coming soon. But in the meantime, if you want to do us a huge favor, leave a review on iTunes. Rate it. And I'll tell you what, if you leave a review, we'll read it on the air. And also, if you want to send us an email, mascotwedding@gmail.com. If there's a question that you'd like us to read on the show or answer or anything like that, we will do that. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, of course. You can find us on there. Anyway, that's another Mascot Wedding Gold Lion. Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
The Tasty Podcast Network at tastypodcast.com.